are the house of the Lord, and the Spirit of the Lord is in you. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You're a living stone. Jesus is the cornerstone. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus said, on this rock, pointing to himself, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against my church. Hallelujah. The church exists of living stones, full of the glory of Jesus, that is laid and built every day as we go on with Jesus on the foundation, which is the apostles and the prophets. Amen. And no one can lay any other foundation that's already been laid. The prophets of the Old Testament and the apostles of the New Testament is the foundation of the church of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the whole Bible is written by these prophets and these apostles. They've all been Jews. There was not one that was not a Jew. So salvation comes from the Jews. Amen. Amen. So we owe the Jews something, okay? Today, sad to say, there's so many Jews that do not believe in Jesus. But God's word is saying that he will keep his promises to the ancestors. The Jews now living does not deserve anything. But because of the ancestors, the Bible says God will keep his promises to them. And one day they will be saved in one day. But we owe them something. So whatever I pray and whatever I do, the Bible says first the Jew, then the Greek. Because salvation originally came from them, we owe them something. Amen. And you're going to meet with Jesus. He is awesome. Jesus is the answer. Say to God, Jesus is the answer to all of your problems. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, there's freedom, and he whom the Son says free will be free indeed, I tell you. Hallelujah. Say, Jesus is my answer. Whatever you suffer, whatever difficulty you face, whatever causes the difficulty, whatever oppression, depression, whatever pressure you are facing now, Jesus is the answer. Amen. Whatever pressure. Amen. Hallelujah. I can laugh today. You know what? I know what depression is. I know what it is to suffer. I know what it feels not to want to live anymore. Tonight I can laugh. And you think, oh, he laughs about it. I know what it feels if you don't want to live anymore. I know. I've walked my own walk. I can look back today and laugh. Amen. I know what it is if you want to leave this earth and just ask God to take you away. But I want to say to you, suicide is a demonic, demonic lie. Because Satan wants to end your life. And if you do that, you're in trouble. Amen. Amen. I know what it is if you don't want to live anymore. I know what it is to be depressed. I know what it is. And I tell you now, not one pill works. Not the pink one and not the brown one and not the white one and not Prozac. Neither of them work. It is Jesus that works. That's why he gives us joy. Say joy, man. Joy. Bah! Hallelujah. Amen. Depression is always a devil. Oh, some mix up in your brain and the flutes are confused. And they're confused because of something. Behind every physical condition, there's a spirit at work, man. Everything starts in the spirit. Everything you know, holy or unholy, starts in the spirit. Amen. The unholy things, Satan and demons is behind that. The holy things, God is behind that. Give him man. And there's not one person that walk and always experience, always just nice things. Satan doesn't like us. I mean, he try many tricks. The Bible says our warfare is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces, hosts of wickedness, principalities, powers, evil spirits, devils, demons, all sorts of nonsense. And they are busy trying to trick us into nonsense. When we fall for their temptation, they can kick us in the face. They sit behind all the evil things that happen on earth. They cause us war between people. They make the one angry for the other one. They raise up I don't want to say race because we all won the race. They raise up one nation against another nation. One language against another language. It's the work of devils and demons. I don't say different races because there's only one race among humans. We all come from Adam. Amen. One race. Say one race. Hallelujah. So actually you cannot be a racist. Did you know that? There's one race, human race on the earth. Say one human race. Coming from one common ancestor, Adam. And secondly, one common ancestor, Noah. Amen? It is behind hatred. Satan is behind all hatred. Behind all confusion. Behind all depression. Behind suicide. Behind murder. Behind bitterness and anger. Raising up man against man. Language against language. Culture against culture. We should always fight him in Jesus' name. Say to God, don't let him win. Wherever you go, don't let him win. If you know the devil like I know him, you know you've got an enemy that hates you with a passion. And you know that Jesus is on your side. There's not a chance that Jesus wants to be against you. The only way that Jesus will be against you, if you are so foolish to follow Satan, and believe me or not, you get such fools who willingly follow Satan. They are fools in their destiny and their future is hellfire, which they deserve because they made up their choices. Amen. Amen. Pastor, don't you pray for Satanists? No, I don't. Because the Bible says, pray for those who commit sin that does not lead to death. I do not say that you should pray for those who commit sin that lead to death. If a person made up his mind to follow Satan, it's his choice, man. If he come to church and he repent, I pray for him. Give God a hand. Any Satanists that want to be free, really repent, we will help. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray, Lord Jesus. Grant me grace tonight to listen to your word. I will know the truth, and the truth will set me free. In the name of Jesus.